Wonderful life.
滋味人生。
Growing up and shoes.
成长的鞋子情节。
I can remember getting my first pair of Chuck Taylors like it was yesterday. They were a gift from a boyfriend of my mother's. Black high tops with white rubber toes and soles, they represented so much more to me than mere footwear. The box itself was a marvel all its own, tightly constructed and narrower than most. The compact nature of the slender box and the contrast of the black canvas against the white rubber on the shoes themselves had an air of cleanliness and superiority. At the age of 14, these shoes signified the possibility of acceptance, self-worth, and stability. Owning these shoes and their labels Converse All-Stars made me suddenly believe that every aspect of my then wrong world could somehow be right. Of course, I was wrong. My peers continued to refuse and ridicule me. My self-worth maintained an all-time low. And as far as stability goes, across the board, I wavered like an alcoholic engaged in a sobriety test. My shoes did not make anything right. The only reasonable explanation I could discern was not that the clothes don't make the man. Oh no. On the contrary, it was the notion that somehow the shoes had failed me. But more directly, I had failed myself. At the age of 16, I felt even more outcast and alone. I had by then moved out of my mother's home and was going from place to place, still in search of that missing stability I'd neglected to find in my Converse All-Stars. I was still in high school and working at the local mall. That's when I tried again with a brand new pair of old-school Adidas. They were navy blue with three white stripes on either side of the laces. Again, they represented everything their Converse predecessors did. At the time, I wasn't able to relate the two incidents, but now, thinking back, I can definitely say there was a pattern. The desire I held for those shoes consumed my thoughts, as much as all they represented did. And once again, I got them, and once again, they didn't make my life any different or any better. The only difference this time was that I knew why. One day, as I sat in the back seat of my best friend's Camaro, parked across the street from our high school awaiting a bell to ring to signify the start of the next class, I stared down at the shoes I once coveted so. With a sort of grim certainty, it dawned on me. No one, not even me, really cared about my shoes. In the grand scheme of things, is it going to matter in the year 2099 that I had this precious particular pair of Adidas? Are generations to come going to admire and remember me because of the shoes I wore in 1996? Would my tombstone read, Janice, she wore Adidas? These questions served as an awakening, but they also thrust me deeper into my pit of despair and solitude, giving rise to the questions that we're all eventually faced with at some point in time. If this never mattered, what does? If there's nothing more to life than this, what is the point in living? And finally, if it's not my shoes, clothes, hair, etc. that has denied me acceptance, what is it? It was me. It was always me. No status symbol would ever change who I was or how I felt about myself. Why should anyone accept me if I couldn't? People are subconsciously perceptive. Whether they understood the severity of it or not, they were always keen on my weakness, the not good enough. Not good enough for my own parents, not good enough for my peers, and the not good enough for myself. It was always there, through the assimilation and the angry facade, the indifference and the defiance. It lingered and showed through. Still does, even now, more than 10 years later. I had a friend towards the end of what I like to call my high school failure. One thing that I'll never be able to forget was his collection of shoes. All nearly new, all exactly the same, black Adidas Sambas by the droves. I remember how he would constantly and obsessively buy them. They lined his closet floor, his status symbols. By this time, of course, I already knew the truth, he didn't. I'm not sure if it ever occurred to him, actually. I wasn't surprised when he showed them to me one day, I just nodded knowingly and kept my mouth shut. It's not something anyone can tell you. It's something you have to realize for yourself. It means so much more that way. The shoes don't make the man.
Notes. Chuck Taylor's
指的是世界帆布鞋大亨美国匡威公司的一款帆布鞋。
Sole
脚底鞋底。
Footwear
鞋类。
Slender
苗条的微薄的。
Canvas
帆布。
Superiority
优越高傲。
Ridicule
嘲笑奚落。
Across the board
包括一切的全面的。
Sobriety test
酒精测试。
Discern
认识看清楚。
Notion
观念想法。
Outcast
被排斥的被遗弃的。
Old school Adidas
指世界知名运动服饰品牌阿迪达斯的一款复古运动鞋。下文的
Adidas Sambas
是指阿迪达斯的一款室内足球鞋。
Predecessor
前任原有事物。
Incident
事件事变。
Consume
消耗消费。
Signify
表示意味。
Covet
垂涎觊觎。
Particular
特别的独特的。
Tombstone
墓石墓碑。
Solitude
孤独。
Status symbol
社会地位象征。
Subconsciously
下意识的潜意识的。
Perceptive
理解的感觉的。
Severity
严肃严重。
Assimilation
同化同化作用。
Facade
正面。
Defiance
蔑视挑衅。
Drove
畜群。
Obsessively
强迫性的沉迷的。